hope you're seated for what I'm about to tell you, and no, it has nothing to do with the Delta variant. Here it is. We've passed the official midpoint of summer 2021. Get in the last of those pool parties and barbecues. Soon you'll be sipping pumpkin spice lattes under the shade of an apple tree. I understand if you need a minute to process. In the meantime, let's tackle a topic that's changing faster than the seasons, the transfer pricing headlines. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press. Cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Which countries are topping the OECD's tax dispute peer review list? What's the United Arab Emirates' latest initiative around mutual agreement procedures? And what is Poland recommending businesses impacted by the pandemic? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. The results are in for tax dispute peer reviews, that is. The OECD released the latest assessment of countries' efforts to meet minimum tax dispute resolution standards. So, which countries will be hanging their reports on their fridge? Latvia and India took home gold as the only two countries to meet the standards tax dispute prevention requirements. While India did excel in the prevention category, it fell short in its implementation and closing time of MAP agreements. You win some, you lose some. The target closing time of MAP cases is 24 months. India clocked in at 34 months, Croatia at 44 months, and South Africa at 27. Hey, there's always next year. The United Arab Emirates is putting MAP on the map. The tax authority released guidance on how to settle tax and transfer pricing disputes. We've got the highlight reel. Taxpayers can request assistance if they feel that their current or future taxation violates the double tax treaty provision. As for transfer pricing, MAP can be utilized for adjustments made to a permanent establishment's attributable profits or adjustments made between related parties in different countries. The guidance irons MAP application procedures, relevant double tax treaties that the United Arab Emirates participates in, and resolution timelines. The tax authority has 30 days to respond to a taxpayer's mutual agreement procedure request, while the taxpayer has the same amount of time to submit additional information if asked. The Ministry of Finance will alert the taxpayer of acceptance or rejection of the request within, you guessed it, 30 days. As for MAP resolution, the Ministry of Finance expects a 2-year timeline from when the request is first submitted. Forget masks, vaccines, and hand sanitizer. Poland's worried about COVID-19's impact on transfer pricing. In fact, the Ministry of Finance issued proposed recommendations on how to handle transfer pricing impacted during the pandemic. The document is open to public consultation and hints at potential legislative changes. Here's what to expect. The recommendations primarily cover comparability analysis, including losses, extraordinary costs, and government support. The Ministry of Finance recommends prospective or ex post analysis, taking into consideration information that becomes available after the close of the taxable year. The recommendations say that previous economic crises, such as the 2008 financial crisis, are not comparable to the pandemic, and that government support should be considered in the comparability analysis. When it comes to documentation, the Ministry of Finance is accepting both public and internal data to indicate a company's compliance with the arm's length principle. The takeaway? Polish taxpayers need to get up close and personal with COVID-19 transfer pricing. No six-foot rule here. And would you look at that? You're up to speed on the latest in transfer pricing. That wasn't so hard now, was it? If you like this podcast, you're going to love the other shows in the Cross Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing, The Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit, and The Fiona Show Tax Provision. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's The Fiona Show hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. This episode was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. While summer 2021 is winding down, the transfer pricing headlines are only heating up. You know where to find them. We'll catch everyone next week.